the trumpet, praise him with the harps and lyre, praise him with the tambourine and dancing, praise him with the strings and flutes, praise him with the clash of cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So I wonder, can we take just about 30 seconds, get on the drums, get on the keyboard, a praise for just 30 seconds. You got to pray. And you notice when he mentioned all of these different instruments, they are loud instruments. You notice it's hard to dance sitting down. So I want you to stand to your feet. I want you to stand to your feet right now for just 30 seconds. Just 30 seconds. I want you to praise God. Praise him like none other. Praise him like none other. Praise him like none other. Can you do it? Can you do it? Said that just what God has done in your life up to right now in your life is enough to set you off to praise him throughout all eternity. At graduations, there are several levels of honor that we bestow on those who have done a good job academically. It is called cum laude. It's called magnum cum laude. And then further on is called summa cum laude. But in the realm of giving praise, people of God, there is a high praise and there's a higher praise. And there is the highest praise. Your friends can get high praise. And some folks who bless you or have been merciful may deserve a higher praise. But I want you to know this morning that only God deserves the summa cum laude of the highest praise. Amen. Some years ago, my oldest son was on program to graduate from high school. And the master of ceremony impressed upon all parents there as all of the names were being called. John, Joe, Susie, he impressed upon all of the parents, he says, we must hold all of our applause to the end. Because we don't want one person to get more than the other, but we want to applaud them all at the end. And while I'm considered myself to be a law-abiding citizen and try to follow all of the rules and understand order and protocol and everything else. But they went down the list. They went to the A's, and I was okay. I was okay listening to all the other names. But when they got to the B's, and I heard the name Kelvin Baker, I couldn't help people of God but applaud, because what many did not know, that it was me getting up early in the morning, making sure, driving him all the way to school. It was me that was writing those big checks every month to the private school, trying to get him an education. It was me fighting with him and making him go to school. It was me praying and asking God, Lord, please, please, please help me to get this boy through high school. And so when the name was called, I couldn't help but stand up. When the name was called, I couldn't help but stand up and shout out a praise to God because of what God did. And people of God, it is so important for us that when God blesses you, it's so important for us that when God do great things for you, it's so important for us when God take you places that you've never ever imagined being before. It is so important that you praise Him. You praise Him. You've been commanded to praise Him. Jesus said it like this. He said, if you won't praise me, he said, I'm going to raise up some rocks to praise him. You see, some of us, we're stubborn when it comes down to praising God. We're selfish and we're stingy when it comes down to praising God. You see, we look forward to praising so many other people, but we don't look forward to praising God. And God is saying that I'm going to give my praises one way or another, even if I got to raise up rocks to praise Him. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm not going to allow no rock to outpraise me. I'm not going to allow no fixed piece of concrete to outpraise me when it comes down to God. Scripture is clear as we dissect, as we look at praise, that praise is one of your secret weapons. It's one of your secret weapons because you must not get confused about your praise. Your praise cannot be linked simply to God blessing you. Because you can be in a drought time in your life. Your praises can't be linked to just all of the blessings that God has poured upon you. But your praises has to be linked to the fact that you have a love affair relationship with the Lord. And that you are not moved by what you're experiencing. You're not moved by what you see. But you're moved by the commands of God, where God has told each one of us that He has commanded us to be of praise to Him. So your praise is like an instrument to God. It's like an instrument to God. When you let all praise, it should not be something that people can barely hear. But your praise should sound like a trumpet. Your praises should sound like a large bugle, a loud, large horn that is going off. You see, there's something about music. There's something about the sound of loud noise. And And I don't know about you, but I live in a community of where there's some people that any given a holiday that comes up, they find a reason to party. And they just don't party till 11 p.m. They party all night long. But when you hear the loud noise, when you hear the sound, even if you don't know what's going on over there, but just the sound alone, it appears as if they're having a good time. A good time. And I don't care if it's worldly music or if it's secular music, but you hear the clapping, you hear the yelling, you hear the excitement, it does sound like something is going on. And what David tells us in Psalm 150, he tells us that our praises supposed to be loud. Our praises is designed to get attention. And so when you get someone's attention, they can't help but be nosy, and they want to know what's going on, what's going on. It's noisy. Some years ago, when my youngest daughter was an infant, I think it had been only days since we brought her home from the hospital. But we have these neighbors that love to party. And our daughter, she, any little noise, she would wake up and begin to cry. And so my wife got to the point where it's like this, you know, this noise is just too much to bear. So she picked up the phone and she dialed 911. And she dialed 911. About minutes later, the police officer showed up and they shut the party down. No more noise, no more nothing. But the mistake the officers made was that after they shut all the noise down, they came to our home. And the people learned that we were the ones that shut down all the noise. Lord have mercy. But we've learned over the years that this was a group of people that enjoy partying, enjoy having themselves a good time. And while there is not necessarily anything wrong with that, we need to understand that when it comes down to praising our God, your praises must go to another level and another level and another level. You must be committed, people of God. You must commit it to never stop praising God. From 1991 to 1994, perhaps was the darkest years of my life, people of God. I experienced some things that I thought I would never, ever experience before. And while time and looking back, it appeared that I was through it and it was over. But some of the things that I've learned and some of the things that some of the pastors have shared with me that watched me go through all of that. They said, Pastor, you never stop praising God. That no one, many didn't even know what you were going through, what you were dealing with. You never stop praising God. And so, people of God, in the midst of your trials and your trips, don't stop praising Him. Don't use it as an excuse to not praise God. In fact, if you know your scriptures well enough, you will understand that it was in the midst of battles that the people began to praise God. And as long as they praise God, they begin to walk in victory. Don't let no demon from hell prevent you from praising God. That God has put a praise in you unlike none other. You start praising Him. You start making your mark for the Lord. David made his mark for the Lord our God when he brought the Ark of the Covenant back home. And he began to praise God like none other. Praise is designed to sound an alarm to others all around you. Sound an alarm to others all around you. While others are praising man, you make it your business to praise God. You make it your business to praise God. Don't just praise God in the sanctuary, people of God. You see, it is easy to praise God when others are around you praising God. But it's a different thing to praise God. To praise God when nobody else is praising God. In 2008, I received my doctorate degree. In 2008, I received my doctorate degree. Through much effort and through much studying and through much involvement in trying to reach that level, that day finally came. And I can remember I was the only one in that graduating class to receive that designation. Only one in that graduating class to receive that designation. And we took an entourage of family members to Jacksonville, Florida for the graduation. And the school laid it out, people of God, like none other. I've never seen a doctorate degree ceremony like that one. So they rolled out it was almost a red carpet, and they brought me in after the entire, all of the undergraduates, associates, graduates, and master's levels had been seated. They brought me in all by myself and sat me to the side and began to talk about some of the things that I've been involved in, and then they put on me the unique title of doctorate in divinity. And people of God, as I came up and they placed this title, this designation on me, they gave me the mic. They gave me the mic. And I had the greatest opportunity in the world to tell all those that were present that I give that this honor that has been stowed upon me, that I now take it and give it to him. Amen. I take it and give it to him. And people of God, what I'm trying to tell you here is that we must always be committed to give God all of the honor, all of the glory, all of the praise. So you have an opportunity, people of God, to praise him or not to praise him. To praise him or not to praise him. That's your decision. But you are commanded to praise him. You see, when you praise God, it should bring forth a distraction, because it causes you to focus on someone greater than you. Amen. When you praise God, someone in front of you, someone behind you will be distracted, because it has caused something different to occur in your fellowship. Praising God, when you're praising God, you're in essence, you're setting the table for battle. You're setting the table for battle. Notice why this is such a secret weapon. That the devil, if the devil learned that regardless how bad things are, you're going to praise God. If he learned that regardless how good things are, you're going to praise God. You have put him into a state of confusion. Confusion, because his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy you. So if he can kill your praise, He accomplished something. But can you imagine when you purpose in your heart? You purpose in your heart. I'm going to praise God. Come what may. I'm going to praise God. Come what may. Even if I don't have the silver or the gold, I'm going to praise God. Even if my name is not up in lights, I'm going to praise God. Even if there's no money in my bank account, I'm going to praise God. Even if my wife or my husband leave me, I'm going to praise God. Even if he decides he's not going to marry me or she's not going to marry, I'm going to praise God. And people of God, that's the declaration that God desires of us today. Let everything that has breath praise God. So it's a setting the table for battle when we commit ourselves to God. We have to determine that we are going to praise God come what may. To praise or not to praise. There are unseen reasons, people of God. There are unseen reasons to praise God. That God is already working things out behind the scene for your good. Unforeseen reasons to praise God. The very thing that you've been praying for God to do for many, many years, I want you to know this morning that God is working it all out. He's working it all out for your good. So there are unforeseen reasons to praise God. It's not based on all that you see with your natural eye, but it's based on the unforeseen things in your life. He tells us in Psalm 149, he says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praises in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a tremble, with the harps. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The scripture further goes on and tells us that God inhabited the praises of his people. So you see, if there's no praise in your belly, you're missing out on so much. If there's no praise in you, the enemy got you exactly where he wants you today. And I came by today to release you into a spirit to praise God unlike none other, to come against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus and open up your mouth and praise God like never ever before. Like never ever before. Praise, praise, praise. You see, you can praise your way to freedom. You can praise your way into victory. You can praise your way into so much that God has for you. We learn in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 that there is a story of King Jehoshaphat. And it says, beginning at verse 15, it says, hearken you all Judah, And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. He said, tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff. Ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you, for the Lord will be with you. So the night before the battle, God's Spirit came upon the Levites with great words of prophecy. It was while they were in worship, that God began to prepare them for victory. So the scripture said that the next morning, Jehoshaphat, he appointed singers unto the Lord to go out before the army to worship the Lord, to worship the Lord. So David tells us, people of God, that praise should always be a part of who we are. That God has, as part of God creating you and making you who you are, he put praises in you. And all you need to do is begin to open up your mouth and praise him and praise him and praise him. There's a songwriter out of Orlando. I can't think of his name. But he wrote a song saying it's time to dance. It's time to dance. I can't think of his name. But in his song, he talks about giving God a crazy praise. You say, well, Pastor, what is a crazy praise? You see, a crazy praise is when your life is upside down. A crazy praise is when the world says, based on what you're going through, you should be pulling out your hair. When you have experienced bad news after bad news, crazy praises is when your situation is no longer appear to be beneficial to you. And so when things are bad, when things are not going in the direction that you feel it should be going into, you still should give God some praise. You may be out of your mind, but you have been commanded. You have been commanded to praise God. Don't let no rock outpraise God. Make it your decision today that God will get all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of your glory, because he deserved it. He deserved it. Yesterday morning, while running, I wanted to take my running to a greater distance. Yesterday had some extra time, and I said, Lord God, this is it. This is an opportunity to put in 10 miles of roadway work this week in running. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, I just want you to praise me. I just want you to praise me. You're by yourself today. No one around. You're by yourself today. You're by yourself today. And I began to sing this song. I need your glory. I need your glory. I need your glory. I need your glory. Lord God, in the midst of all that is before me, I need your glory. I need your power. And I begin to sing that song. Chanel, you can come up here with me. I begin to sing that song. I begin to sing that song over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. And God made it very clear. God made it very clear to me that when it comes down to his praise, when it comes down to his praise, that no one deserves it. In fact, people of God, God says, he says, I'm a jealous God, that you've hurt my feelings because you've been praising others instead of praising me. You've been praising others instead of praising me. So this morning, people of God, I came by to encourage you to praise God. Praise God with all that's within you. Encourage others to praise God. When you see others achieving things, say, my brother, my sister, you give him some praise. My brother, my sister, you give him some praise. And so this morning, would you say, I need your glory. I need your power. Less of me and more of you. Amen. Less of me and more of you. Can you do that? Can you do that? Would you stand to your feet? Would you stand to your feet? Sing along with, I need your glory. Just a melody on the keys, right? Maybe today, maybe you've spent all week long going throughout your week, but never ever